Terry Flanagan is at his home in Dublin 15. Terry, did you happen to see the video of the whale and the kayaker?
I did see it, and I just thought, wow, imagine you're out for a paddle and your mind is miles away, and then this happens.
Not for the faint-hearted, as they say. Anyway, you're here to talk about butterflies. Tell me more.
That's right. I was much further inland, on Lullymore West Bog, and I was there checking up on the marsh fritillary butterfly. It gets its name from the Latin word fritillus, which means chessboard, and you can understand that when you see the adults. At this time of year, the caterpillars, which had overwintered in clumps, they're now emerging to feed and to disperse. And these caterpillars are surveyed by the volunteers from the Irish Peatland Conservation Council to see how they're doing. And last weekend, I tagged along with Nuala Madigan and our team to monitor their progress.
Now, Terry, if you come just over here and have a look, this is what we're here to see today.
Oh, I can see it,
see those tiny black caterpillars?
Yeah.
There's hundreds of them there in that clump there. That is the marsh fritillary caterpillar. It's the only invertebrate, that's an animal without a backbone, that's protected in Europe, so it is. And they emerge as this caterpillar stage twice a year. First stage is in September when they emerge from the egg. They overwinter then in these clumps of caterpillars, overwinter on the ground. And then at this time of year now, spring, they're emerging again, and what they're going to do is going to be feeding on that food plant, the devil's bit scabious, and then once they fed and they continue to grow, they're going to really disperse, and that's when they'll pupate to become the marsh fritillary butterfly on the wing in June.
Now, the unusual thing about the marsh fritillary, and you've mentioned it there, is that it's Ireland's most protected insect. When we think of protected animals, we tend to think of protected birds and we think of mammals and things like that. But insects, we don't. And this one is highly protected.
Absolutely. It's actually the only protected invertebrate in Europe, so it is. And I suppose...
And why is that?
Well, it's the population, Terry. The populations aren't fantastic, you know, when we think about it. And that's, you know, maybe if we were to look closely at some of our other invertebrates, we'd find the same thing. But the marsh fritillary throughout Europe, its populations are very threatened.
Now, it needs a particular plant, and that plant you've mentioned too is the devil's bit scabious. I love that name, that plant. But that plant is very, very particular in its growth in that it needs sunlight.
It does, yeah. It needs sunlight. So on this site here, Lullymore West, it's a wet grassland. So it does grow well here. But one of the challenges it has growing is the grasses, like the Millinia here. That's the purple moor grass that you see all around.
It's lovely.
Yeah, it's lovely and it grows in clumps. But that can really kind of invade the space of the and limit light reaching the devil's bit scabious.
And I remember years ago, because I used to bring students down here, transition year students, and we used to come down to remove the other invasive species. They were with the algae trees and the silver birches and all of those, to let this plant, the devil's bit scabious, get a foothold here so that it would become the food plant of this particular insect.
Absolutely. So when we're talking about removing, you know, trees, what we're removing is the young saplings,
because
if you look surrounding this habitat here, we do have trees and every year the seeds are being spread onto the land. So what we do is we get volunteers to come down and we just cut those out, because if the trees take hold, you completely change the habitat into a woodland and there's limited light there, so the devil's bit scabious can't grow. So we're managing the habitat here for the plant. It needs light, as you say, Terry.
And it's working too, because you've been doing really well with numbers of this marsh fritillary butterfly.
Absolutely. It always fluctuates. We always have to remember that populations will fluctuate. So if we go back to last year, 2024, we did have a lower count than usual, but this year we're right back up to over 30 caterpillar nests, or larval webs, should I call them, in September of this year. And that was just maybe population changes, or I should say population fluctuations. As the population grows, there's only so much devil's bit scabious for the caterpillars to feed on.
Have they any other predators, or are there any other causes for concern for these particular caterpillars here beside us?
The grass is the main one on this particular site. So we also partner with My Lovely Horse Rescue. And what we do is we graze the reserve here. So we get donkeys in the kind of May, June time to feed on the purple moor grasses. And then we take the donkeys off, because that's then the time of year, the summertime, when the butterflies are now laying their eggs.
Now, looking at these ones here, they're quite... I won't say they're quite active, but
They're large and they're certainly moving there. You'd know that they were alive. What's going to happen now in the next couple of weeks?
Well, not even in weeks. In the next couple of days, they're going to be dispersed, so they are. So the caterpillars you won't find in this clump that we're seeing today. You'll be seeing kind of individual caterpillars. Saying that, if you can even spot an individual caterpillar in this open habitat.
But they are very distinctive too, because they're that black colour.
They are, yes. But we're looking at them in a clump, Terry, here. Yeah. Like, you can imagine when these disperse now in the next weeks, as you suggest, that they basically, it's going to be harder to find, like looking for a needle in a haystack. So when we're doing the survey for the Marsh Fritillary, we do it at this time when they're in the clumps.
Lullymore here, where we are in County Kildare, this is a stronghold for the Marsh Fritillary. Are there many strongholds throughout the country?
There are habitats for the Marsh Fritillary throughout the country. It's not just here in Kildare. However, the challenges with the Marsh Fritillary is their populations all of a sudden can disappear. We know, for example, they were in Killarney National Park for years and then all of a sudden they disappeared. And we don't know why they disappear. And that's one of the challenges with protecting this species, so it is that why do they not breed for a season in a particular area? But so far here on Lullymore, they've been breeding since we started the pilot on recording the Marsh Fritillary with the National Biodiversity Data Centre.
One of the advantages you have here is that you don't use pesticides.
Yes, so this is a nature reserve. This is actually an abandoned cutaway that's regenerated as grassland. So we don't use any chemicals on the reserve. Any of the management is actually done by volunteers. It's all done by hand, or as I mentioned, the grazing donkeys do a big effort as well.
How are they doing throughout the country?
It varies. As I said, I focus more here on Lullymore West. So I do know that the Marsh Fritillary is throughout the country, but I wouldn't have exact population figures for you, Terry, at this time.
There's no national census of the fritillary, is there?
Well, we do, because the National Biodiversity Data Centre are the coordinators of the habitat assessment of the Marsh Fritillary. So we can go online to the National Biodiversity Data Centre and look at their records online. You can have a look at the maps and find where the Marsh Fritillary is.
Now, if you want to see the adult butterfly, you have to come along in the summertime, around June, is that right?
The June time, absolutely. And it's a very pretty butterfly
is,
as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of got that orangey kind of black little speckles on it. But yes, June is the time of year to come. Nice, when you're looking for butterflies, nice, calm, sunny day. Ideal time between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
And of course, as they're adults, their main job is just to find a partner and mate.
Absolutely, and to feed, and they're going to find a partner. And when, of course, they're ready to lay their eggs, they need that devil's bit scabious. So that's why the management earlier in the year, with removing the scrub and the grazing donkeys, makes it easier for them to find that devil's bit scabious. It's no longer hidden.
Because it's such a rare butterfly, have you ever thought of taking some of the eggs in and rearing them indoors and keeping them indoors for the winter and then releasing them in the springtime?
Not here in Lullymore West. You know, nature, you know, all of these species are adapted to Ireland's climate and our environment, and they're doing well here. So we wouldn't need any concern with that. I know with other species, when they're very threatened, that can be an option. But we'd always say, don't disturb nature if you don't have to.
They're doing very well here because you're looking after them so well. Number one, you're not adding pesticides. Number two, you're removing all of the taller plants, the trees and so on, the shrubs and so on. And number three, you're making sure that the food plant, the devil's bit scabious, is in supply here. That may not be the case in other parts of the country.
Yeah, but we also have to look at this site as well. This site is an abandoned cutaway, and because it's dried out and with the surrounding trees that we see around us, Terry, if we were to leave this site, it would probably just turn into woodland. So what we're doing is we're managing the site because we know we have the Marsh Fritillary here, and that's the work that we're doing here, because we want to make sure that this butterfly has the habitat of Lullymore West to continue to survive here.
Now, you've done this survey over the last couple of days and you're finding clumps like this. Are you happy with the numbers that you're finding this year?
Yeah, well, what we've always found that after winter, we really do this survey again after winter. The main survey is done in September, but we do it again after winter now that spring has arrived, because they're a little bit easier to see. The little black caterpillars are a lot kind of bigger and darker compared to when they were just born or came out of their eggs back in September. So they're easier to see, and we often find at this time of the year that we'll find actually a few more nests as well, or larval webs of them, because they're so small in September. So yes, we're happy that we're seeing them emerge, and we're hoping to find maybe a few more larval webs that we didn't spot in September.
Now, you won't do anything else with these, you'll just let them be, and then I know you're here all the time, but let me say, you come back then in June and you watch them in flight.
Absolutely. So we take part in the National Butterfly Monitoring Scheme here. So we record not just the marsh fritillary, but all of the butterfly species. Lullymar West is an important site because we have 26 of Ireland's 35 butterfly species. So once a week between April and the end of September, we have staff and volunteers that walk transect routes around this reserve, recording, as I said, not just the marsh fritillary, but all of the diversity of butterflies we have here.
Thank you very much indeed, Terry. More details, as always, on our website, rte.ie/Mooney.